Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So Perek Aleph was a lot of Zaitig in Yonim, and it was grouped together because the Mishnah starts with all the categories that Chazal have as Shtayim Shein Arba. Of course, the one that we're really concerned with is Mesech HaShavuos, Yeshua Shtayim Shein Arba. Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, the Mishnah digressed into a whole discussion about Korbonus of Yediyas HaTumah and which Korbonus HaTzibur, complicated sugis of Korbonus HaChag that are mechaper on some type of inyan, some type of level of Tumas Migdash V'Kadosho. And that really took us through the bulk of Perek Aleph. Yitzis HaShtayim Shtayim Shein Arba is the first Mishnah in Shabbos. Maris Negoyim Shtayim Shein Arba is a Mishnah in Negoyim. We're now going to round out the picture of Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, which is why the Mishnah starts again. Because that's where we are. Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two that are four. Nitma V'yoda. A lot of this was already said really in the beginning of Perek Aleph. The Mishnah now is making a summary in order to go into more details. These are the Protim of where there's the Korban Oyla V'yorid of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov, where a person, Rachman al-San, went into the Azorah in a state of Tumah, bemazed, or he ate Kochim, that was Tohar, in a state of Tumas Haguf, his Chayiv Koros, Rachman al-San. We're talking about the Korban of a Shoygeik. Nitma V'yoda means he was Nitma, he taka knew that he was Tomeh. Oh, but then he forgot. V'noma M'menu HaTumah. V'zochas HaKadosh, he remembered that he's eating a Korban, but he forgot that he touched the Sheretz that morning. Nela Mimenu HaKodesh, what happens if he forgot that this is a Chaticha of Kochim, of Basa Kochim? V'zochus HaTumah, he knows that he's Tomeh, he thought he's eating Basa Chulin. Or, Nelma Mimenu Zevazeh, he was Nisalim from both. He forgot this is a Chatichas Kochim, and he forgot also that he's in a state of personal Tumah. V'ochel HaKodesh V'lo Yoda, U'mishochel Yoda, so something was Nisalim. He was in a state of Yediyah, there was a Haloma, various Halomas as described, and then Mishochel, he found out there's Yediyah Batchila, Yediyah Basoif, B'loshna Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Aleph. V'aloch is HaRezeh Bo'el V'yoyer, that's the classic. Nitma V'yoda, he was Nitma, now he knows. V'nelma M'menu V'tumah, then he forgot about the Tumah. V'zochos HaMikdosh. Or, he was Nitma V'yodah V'nelam Imenu Migdash V'zochos HaTumah. The Haloma was on this and the Schiru was on that. Nelam Imenu Zevzeh. Oh, he was Nelam from both. V'nichnas L'Migdash V'lo Yodah. U'mishiyotze Yodah. He went into the Migdash. This is Tumas Migdash. V'kadoshov. So now we're in the case of Tumas Migdash. Before we talk about Mishachal, Tumas Kadoshov. But over here also, there's a lo yoda, but afterwards there is a yidia. There's a yidia, but chile yidia, by soif, mishu yotza yoda, reza ba'elav yoyot. So these two cases of Tumas Migdash and Kadosh with a haloma, v'nelmo mimenu b'loshna posuk, but there's a yoda, b'tchila, and a yoda, by soif, classic, reza ba'elav yoyot, Mishnah Beis. Echon ha'nichnas la'azora, v'echon ha'nichnas l'tosefes azora. When we talk about eating basa kachim, so we're talking about any basa kachim, kachim kadoshim, kachim kalim, the chalokim which are meant to be eaten, the chalokim which are not meant to be eaten. That means, Rachman al-Slan, if he eats the chelek of the korban, which is supposed to be hokrav by a korban oilo, the whole korban goes on the mizbeach. Let's say he eats part of the basa kachim, that's also tumas migdash v'kadosha. Here we have, legabe the aveira of going into the migdash, in a state of tumah, what's called going into the migdash? When we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, most of us think of the Harabayis. Going on to the Harabayis, we think of the Ezras Noshim, the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, not the Mokum Kabonis, which is the Azora, is a place where in a state of Tumah, certain Tumas a person can go. The place which is Bikoris on Tumah, and no Tumah could go in, is on the Azora. We'll add that in the Ezras Yisroel, the outside chelik, there's no chorus, but there is an iser. Maybe that is the Rabbonon discussion. I had to learn up sugis and chas about whether that's a later takona that in the Ezras Noshim, not in the Ezras Yisrael, not in the Azor with the Mokum HaMizbeach, but in the Ezras Noshim, there is an iser for a tumah hayoytzi migufoy. That means a zov, a nido, palkeri, to go into that place. Tumas Mace and Tumas Sheretz, which is a tumah which is imposed from outside the person, is more kal, where the Isser is only to be Bazara, but the Karis is the same. It doesn't make a difference if it's a tumah yoytze migufoy or a tumah sheyitma nitma michutz lemigufoy. Either way, the tumah Bazara is Bakaris. There's another layer of tumah, which is tumah Saras, which is more chomer legabi this din, and that's also in the whole confines of Yerushalayim. We're discussing over here Echad HaNichnas LaZora VeEchad HaNichnas LeToysefes O Azora. There's an area outside the Azora, outside the place that's Niskadish with Kedushas Korbonis. It's called the Toysefes Azora. It's a later on Hoysofa onto the Azora. The area that was added later on also has Kedusha with a Chiv Koris with a Korban Oil of Yoyed B'Shoygeg. She'ein Moisifin Aloir, the Mishnah is proving that the Kedusha that was added on, the Tesefes Oazor that was added on, was a Tesefes which is Chal De Raisa. It's not just a Tesefes De Rabbonon. And he says because the Kedusha has to be added on with the whole process. Ein Moisifin Aloir, Yerushalayim has its own Kedusha, and the Yerushalayim can't be expanded. Yerushalayim, the way it was set up by David and Shlomo HaMelech with the wall surrounding it, is the Kedusha that's Negeh Tachilas Kochim Kalim. And other dinim that are Shaykh to Kedushas Yerushalayim, one cannot add on to Yerushalayim V'alo Azorois, onto the Azorois, without a whole process. It needs Ela B'Melech, it needs to be Alpi Melech, with a Novi, with Urim V'Tumim, with a Sanhedrin Shal Shivim V'Echad. Urim V'Tumim means that the Kohen Godel has to add on. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. They also didn't have a Melech. They also didn't have a Novi. Sanhedrin Shal Shivim V'Echad, they had Taka in the second Beis HaMikdash. U'bishtei Toidois, the Korban which is brought, this is not described in the Torah, this is Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, but it seems that the source that we know it is from the Pasuk where there was a Tosefes HaZorah in the Sefer Ezra done by Nehemiah. So over there, in order to expand the walls of Yerushalayim, it was done with this whole process. V'shtei toidois. It was done al pi carrying. Toidois over here refers to lachme toido. In Maseches Menachos, we learn that the carbon of toido has also lachamim with it. Psukim and Pashas Tzav. The lachme toido were carried over here. Ubishir. When they were magdish to whatever, Tesefes Hazara, Tesefes Yerushalayim, they had to sing Shira. This is learned out of Psukim in Divrei Hayomim. It's neged to the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh by Shlomo HaMelech, the Bais Rishon. Ubezdin, the Bezdin means the Sanhedrin HaGodol of 71. Mahalchim, they go around the walls. V'shtei Toidois, Acharem, go behind them. There's a whole procession, V'chol Yisrael Acharem. Hapnimis Necheles, of those two Toidois that were used processionally to be Magdish, the Shetach of Yerushalayim, the expanded Yerushalayim. Hapnimis of the two is Necheles v'chitzoyne nesrefes. Is an explanation, what is the Pnimis of the two, and what's the Chitzoynes? We'll just read the next line. V'chol sholei nase b'chol elu, ha'nichnas l'shom e'chayov en alev. If it wasn't done with this whole procession, with this whole procedure, then the Kedusha could be chal mon derabon, it's not deraisa, therefore there won't be a korban in chayov en alev. Let's add something. This idea that the size of Yerushalayim or the size of the Azorah specifically can't be tampered with, and the only way for it to be expanded is only b'melech v'novi v'urim v'tumim sanan shoshim v'echad. The concept is one. There are three chalokim of the leadership of Klal Yisrael. Four, actually. One is a melech. Full leadership of Klal Yisrael is on the melech level. The Kohen Godel, with the Ruach HaKodesh that's in the Urim V'Tum, where Shalos can be asked, and the Kohen Godel gives over Beruach HaKodesh the Tshuva from the Avnei HaKodeshim, which is from the Urim V'Tumim. That's two. A third is an official Klal Yisrael had a Novi. This doesn't mean a Novi on an individual level. It means a Novi that served Klal Yisrael. When the Gemara says that there were 48 Nevi'im, the Gemara means there were 48 Nevi'im that their Nevuah was recorded for posterity. It's part of the Kisvei Kodesh. But there were hundreds of thousands of Nevi'im. We're talking about here about a Novi who's a Novi of the Tzibur, a Novi who gives over messages for the Klal, not a Novi who's a Novi Befrat. That's a third form of leadership. The fourth form of leadership is the full Sanhedrin of Shivim Ve'echod that comes, that sits in the Lishkas Hagozes. We learned in the Maseches Sanhedrin, the Marshal, that capital punishment can only be given when there is a Sanhedrin, Shivim Ve'echad, that sits in Lishkas Hagozes. At the end of the second bias and thereafter, there was a Sanhedrin, a full Sanhedrin, but they move from place to place that does not have the full authority. So we need all four forms of leadership. Now, this is Gzeres HaKosov, because really, in Sefer Shmois, the pasuk says, "Kechol ha'ani maro ischo is tavnis ha'mishkon ve is tavnis kokel." The Ben Shem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'chein tasu the tzura, the size, the proportion of the mishkon and the kelim." V'chein tasu means liikuva. This is what it is. There's no mokim for poetic expression. The exact length, width, breadth, and make of all the kelim and the mokim is liikuva. However, there were many differences between the Mishkan and the Bayis Rishon that was built by Shlomo HaMelech. Obviously, there had to be levels of authority, and that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai, that can upend the Chein Tasu. So what we learn out is that it has to be the optimal form of leadership, and that's why we have all these layers, which Chazal understand that was the case. The Shtei Toides Ubashir, like we said, it's learned out from Psukim in Nehemiah Perek Yud Beis. It's described the whole procession. The other forms of leadership, the Karbonis with the Shir was there, but the leadership that we described, not all of it was there. There was still a Novi, because Bimei Nehemiah, there was still alive Ezra Sofer, who was the Kohen Gadol. He was the last Novi. He's Malachi. But Nehemiah ben Chachal, even though he was a direct descendant of Malchi Yehuda, and he functioned in the role of military leadership and building Yerushalayim, which is the job of the Melech, but he didn't have an official title of Melech. He wasn't a Melech. Malchus of Klal Yisrael was bottled in its official form the end of Bayis Rishon. There was a Malchus of Chashmenoim, thereafter there was a Nesius, which was hereditary. They reigned, but it's not Malchus. The Malchus is over here, Malchus Beis David. That was gone. Urim V'tumim was also Nignaz the end of Bayis Rishon. It was gone. Explains the Rav that Lamaisa, the parts that they were able to do, which was the Shtei Toidois with the Shir and the Bezdin Mahalchin, B'chol Yisrael Achrayim, that they did do in order to keep up the Zecher, but Ein Hachanami, the expansion of Yerushalayim, the times in the Chemim Chachai, was not Chal D'Oraisa. The Shtei Toidois that the Mishnah describes as Pnimis with Chitzoino, is this really a machlokes Rishonim? The Rav brings parts of it. Look at Reb Kiva Eger. Also, it's machlokes between the Rishonim. How to learn up the Sugya and Daf Tezvov. It really starts from machlokes Amiroim over there in the Gemara. Did the two Toidos go side by side? And then there's a question, how the Toidos did the Hekif around the perimeter of Yerushalayim? If we say that they went inside the Choyma, like by the edge where the Choyma should be, in order to be Magdish that place, so then the Chitzoina was the one by the wall, the Pnimis was the one inward. If we say, which is another day, that they went around the perimeter of the wall of Yerushalayim, that here's where the wall stops, here's where Yerushalayim stops, but everything in the Sivuv is Bechlal Yerushalayim. It's an interesting shout, it's not Negei over here, it's Sugim, Sechel, Pesachim. What about inside the walls of Yerushalayim? If there were little dugouts in the wall of Yerushalayim, does it have a din of Kedush Yerushalayim, Legabi Achilas, so we could say that the Pnimis is the one against the wall and the Chitzoinis is the one that's further out if they're going around the wall. The Mishnah is Mechalik over Pnimis Chitzoinis, and the Gemara points out that if you think about it, Meikra Adin, since we're talking about a place over here that's Be'etzim outside the walls of Yerushalayim when it started, the Kedusha of this Tosefes Ir Yerushalayim is only Chal after the whole Sivuv. So at the beginning of the circumference of the circle around, it was outside the walls. Kodshim Kalam that goes out of the walls of Yerushalayim is Nifsal. So Batsim, both of them should be burnt. There's some type of Halacha L'Moshe Mesina over here that we're Mechal between the Pnimis and the Chitzonis. Kilu, the Pnimis is Necheles because we look at the Mokoim as Al Shem Soifoi. And the Chitzoino is Nisrefes, we see it in terms of where it is now, when the circle started. It's all L'cher HaLochom Leishim Sinais. There's no Svar, but that's the process, the way it's described in the Psukim in Nehemiah.